News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The White House hoping to avoid a midnight government shutdown.
Well, the White House is saying, listen, the hard work between now and midnight should pay off. They expect something to happen. In fact, we're told the president won't make his way to Mar-a-Lago as planned until a CR, a continuing resolution, does somehow make its way over the finish line.
Fox's Kevin Corrick at the White House. A member of the House Oversight Committee is calling for the release of a multi-page memo that he says proves the feds were snooping on the GOP during the run-up to the 2016 election.
There's growing support in the House to make this public so that the American people can see. And here's the thing, the memo's done in such a way where you can easily make it public.
Florida GOP Representative Ron DeSantis on Fox and Friends. And police in Maine have accused a man of punching himself in the face three times in order to avoid a sobriety test. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are on the road to recovery, which spells warming trend for the weekend. Today, sunshine, not as chilly, high around 52. Clear skies tonight, another freeze, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees in the afternoon, mid-30s on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, high in the mid-60s. That sounds nice with plenty of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are with us Monday. We need the rain, high 64. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes before they happen. It's free in the App Store, and it's good to have on your phone, especially with all the dramatic weather changes we have had lately. 10-day hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar. Get it today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The flu has claimed the life of a Pike Road Elementary School student. Superintendent Charles Ledbetter said the third grader died this past Tuesday night. Pike Road will be offering grief counseling for students and teachers, and they've asked prayers for the little girl's family. Update on Zelda Road Taco Bell fire. Investigators believe the fire began in the northwest corner of the structure in a room holding electrical distribution equipment. The exact cause yet to be determined. On social media, a group upset about the loss of the store have planned a candlelight vigil for the Taco Bell. And three robberies from Montgomery crime mapping, one of a person in the 3600 block of Richard Street, a business robbery in the 2200 block of East South Boulevard, and also a business robbery in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. All three robberies, guns were used. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Anyone recognize that music? Last time that music played over network television? November the 8th. Actually, the wee hours of November the 9th, 2016. President-elect Donald Trump had been declared the 45th president of the United States by all the networks. He's walking over the little bridge of the hotel there. He's making his way down. I remember hearing this music and thinking, I want this music. I don't know what this music is. It wasn't a classical song with which I was familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
But this is it. This is the soundtrack that was played during Trump's victory as he was making his way up there and the family was gathering. And you could see they had woken up young Baron Trump and splashed water in his face and told him, boy, get ready to go.
Here we go. Love it.
Your daddy just won, and he's going to be the 45th president of the United States of America. I chose this music this morning for a very simple reason. We're getting word out of Washington, D.C. late yesterday. The day we've all been waiting for is right around the corner. Right around the corner. Welcome into News and Views. It is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Friday. I'll give you a date at some point. It is January the 19th. Oh, tomorrow's the one-year anniversary of the... I wish we would be on air for that, of the inauguration. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell out one more day with the flu, but he will be back Monday morning. Terry Adams joins me this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it, Bear.
Well, no, I'm glad to have you. We were talking this morning back and forth by text about this memo, about the colossal scope of this memo. Mm-hmm. And we approach the news from a little different angle from time to time, but we're usually hunting the same stories.
Exactly. Well said.
And so we were talking about this memo, and we'll give you all the juicy, gory details that we know up to this point about this memo. But we were talking about this memo this morning, and the magnitude of the effect that this is going to have going forward on this country. And I had just learned while we were talking, Jack texted me and said, I'm not going to make it in today. So I texted you back and said, hey, why don't you join me this morning?
Thank you.
And you graciously accepted. So I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I put something on Facebook that was, I don't remember what it was. It's a big, I've never been so excited ever. And I haven't because, Terry, what you and I try to explain to people, again, using different approaches, but using many times the same stories. You and I try to explain to people, this government is not made up of your friends.
No. True.
This government, the government of the United States of America is not set up to... It's not set up the way it was intended to operate back in 1789 when they met and scratched out documents, when they went a year or so later and approved the Bill of Rights, when they... George Washington throws up his hand and takes the oath of office. This is not what they had in mind.
No, this is not the of, by, and for the people government.
It's not. The United States, and this is what we're going to find out. I'll give you the details, and then I'll in just a second. But what we're about to find out is the government of the United States exists in tiers. There is a lower tier that you're allowed to see. Those are the people you vote for. That's the Martha Robies. That's the Mike Rogers. Those are the federal employees that get up and go and work at the courthouses and go and work at the post office and go and work. There are that's the lower tier of the federal government. And picture the government up in the sky, and you're looking up at it from the ground, and you look up and you see what you think is the federal government. That's the lower tier of the federal government. And then right above that, there's a middle tier, and every now and then we get a glimpse that they even exist. These are the behind-the-scenes people. This is NSA and FBI and CIA, and we know they exist. We know they have sort of an off-record budget, and they have hearings behind closed doors, and every now and then a little piece leaks out. That's sort of the middle tier. And then there's an upper echelon tier. And this is where government exists for multinational corporations, for globalists, for self-perpetuating purposes, that they use the largesse of the U.S. economy and the U.S. Treasury to further their own personal ends. And they use it to remain entrenched, and they put their actors and operatives in various departments. And we have been telling people that this is the way government exists and operates forever, for as long as we've been talking on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there are a lot of people out there who listen, and they say, that's nuts. That's nuts. Deep state, schmeep state. We're going to find out that the deep state exists. We are on the cusp of history. Mm-hmm. And make no mistake, the reason I played this song coming in is because had this song not played in the wee morning of November 9th, 2016, you would not be about to learn what you're about to learn. You're about to learn why Donald Trump had to be stopped at any and all costs. Why he had to be branded a racist when he is not. Why he had to be branded a rapist and sexual assault when he is not. Why he had to be branded mentally deficient when he is not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why he had to be branded unhealthy when he is not. And yes, I'm hinting that they want him dead.
They do.
They absolutely want him dead because of what's about to happen. And I'm about to tell you what's about to happen. But I want to foreshadow something. Because I don't want you to think all these people are good guys. That when this breaks, I don't want you to think that the House and Senate is full of good guys. Because it's not. No. I want to take you back just last week. January 11, 2018, 8 days ago. The United States House passes FISA reauthorization. This is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's a key tool of the U.S. intelligence community, CNN.com tells me in this story. Despite Donald Trump's tweeted criticism of the government's surveillance program, the vote was 256 to 164. House Republican leaders, top administration officials believed early Thursday morning they were in good shape to pass the plan. All right, so that passed on January 11th. Just yesterday, we get this from the Senate. Senate approved a six-year extension of the controversial 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act on Thursday. That was Thursday. After this breaks, Terry Adams, what news finally breaks? It's the memo. The memo. Why didn't the memo break before this passed? I know the answer, and you do too. They wanted to make sure they had a veto-proof majority on the record.
Yep.
And they do. 65-34. That's one vote more than they needed.
Yep.
Actually, they couldn't lose one vote. 65-34 is a veto-proof majority. Senate passes FISA Section 702 reauthorization. Now, what is this memo? You will not believe it. But this memo is going to detail abuse of FISA for political purposes.
Mm-hmm.
This memo is about to blow the lid off of the Obama administration, the scandal-free Obama administration.
Yeah, that one. And the Clintons.
And the Clinton administration. And frankly, the Bush administration.
Yes, the Bushes are just as guilty, yep.
We had a 24-year uninterrupted run actually a 28-year uninterrupted run, going back to January 20th, 1989. A complete, total control of United States government by globalism.
Yep.
George H.W. Bush, former CIA head, deep stater among deep staters.
You better believe
Then you had Bill Clinton, who was compromised from the beginning because of his ways.
Yeah, he's tied in with the deep state, too, through the CIA and Mena, Arkansas, the airstrip with flying in all the cocaine, all that. Yeah.
Bill Clinton was a CIA cocaine hub back in the 80s.
Exactly. That's how he got his chip, his big chip in the game.
And then you get Child Bush. You get Child Bush, who's just an extension of Daddy Bush. And then you thought they were going to get Bush Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up with Obama. And when you got a guy like Obama, he's just in it for himself. It wouldn't take long to get to him if he wasn't already an operative or an asset from the beginning.
He was.
He very well may have been.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't take long to get to him if he wasn't.
True.
Young, good-looking guy, nice family. It's a nice family you got there, Barack. Come here, let's have a meeting and see about you want to keep those girls or not.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't take long to get to a guy like Obama. It was a guy like Trump that scared the hell out of everybody from the beginning. And that's what this memo's about. And we do have to take a break. But it's a guy like Trump that scared the hell out of everybody from the beginning, which is why he had to be a clown, which is why he had to be unstable, which is why he had to be boorish, which is why he had to be racist, which is why he had to be anti-woman and anti-Israel and anti-everybody else. Because he could not win. Because if he won, allegedly, Hillary Clinton once said behind the scenes after a debate to Matt Lauer, "You know, if he wins, we all hang."
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When she felt like he didn't stack the deck enough in her favor.
Of course.
"You know, if he wins, we all hang from nooses."
And that's about to happen.
It's about to happen. We're going to get into this memo, some of the fallout, and how I know it's as big a deal as I'm leading you on to believe on the other side of the break. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'll tease how I know it's a big a deal.
Okay.
I've not heard a single Democrat say a single thing about this memo, and I'm not seeing a single establishment globalist Republican try to downplay this memo. And they've all seen it.
True.
And they've all seen it. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep bankers' hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United Service Team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
50 years from the year it closed in 1968, the Mount Vernon Theater reopens. This historic event will be marked with a Friends of Tuckabatchee performance entitled Dear Mama, Letters and Music of World War II. Showtimes are at 7 p.m. Friday, January 19th and Saturday, January 20th, with a Sunday, January 21st matinee at 2 p.m. that will include a special reception for our nation's military veterans. Tickets are $15 online at mountvernontheater.net.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
What?
It's 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. They can run, but they sure can't hide. Terry Adams sitting in with me today. Jack Campbell out. He'll be back Monday. I am Baron Coleman. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We're going to start to unpack this thing a little bit. I think everything you see in the news, going back in the last probably week and a half, have been directly influenced by a memo sitting right now in a secured, compartmented intelligence facility inside the United States Capitol. And it's allegedly just short, 4 or 5 pages long with supporting documentation. I think it's short, it's concise, it's to the point. I think it's explosive. Let's hear what some of the other people said about it. Steve King, not exactly one prone to hyperbole, said, "I have read the memo. The sickening reality has set in. I no longer hold out hope there's an innocent explanation for the information the public has seen. I have long said it was worse than Watergate." It was.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was never Trump and always Hillary. Release the memo. They've been trying to get this information out for a while, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through some of the signals they've been sending that we can now read. There's a group of loyalists inside the intelligence community.
Yeah, I think so.
And they've been trying to get the information out.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that because how do we know about Peter Stroke and his girlfriend?
FBI.
How do we know? Yeah, the FBI, but how do we... Somebody in there leaked it to the press.
Exactly.
Because they're a loyalist. They want... They're patriots. I use patriots instead of loyalists.
That's a great... Yeah, I agree. That's
they're patriots.
Term. Yes.
You brought up something during the break.
Mm-hmm.
The missile warning failure that went on in Hawaii.
Yes.
In light of the fact that there's a memo sitting in a secure facility in the United States Capitol... that can take down pretty much, and I don't think I'm overstating this, that can take down basically the legacy of the Obama administration.
Yes.
Take down the Clintons forever.
Mm-hmm.
Take down the corrupt, entrenched elements inside the FBI and the DOJ, if not beyond that.
Yes.
Tell me what your thoughts are on the Hawaiian missile flap.
What I've heard, I've dug a lot on the internet, what I have heard is that a rogue group of Chinese, Chinese submarine with people in there and the commander of the submarine being loyal to what we call the deep state, the globalist Hillary, Obama, whatever you want to call them, fired a missile off the coast of North Korea. They fired a missile at Hawaii. We intercepted it and we took it down. Now, remember, 3 days later, Japan, same thing.
Same thing happened to Japan.
Yes. Now, they don't know yet if that was a legitimate missile or not, but just like you were saying earlier, a warning of this magnitude has got to have something more than a button you push. Yeah. So I think something must have happened in Japan as well.
No, the missile idea, I mean, I had a friend, a high school friend of mine, actually a former girlfriend of mine from high school, was on Facebook, and she put up a picture of her phone because she was in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
And they were terrified.
Can you imagine? You got 8 minutes to live.
I know. She was talking about running all over the place. My mother says, run all over the place. Hell, go to the bar. You can't outrun a nuclear weapon.
Exactly.
You might as well enjoy the last few minutes.
Exactly.
Hotty toddy.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's... I commented on there, what fake missile? You know, or I don't remember exactly what I said, but something to the effect of, buddy, these warnings don't just happen.
No, they don't.
And this was in, like, within an hour of it happening.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't read anything on the internet. This is just gut instinct of the way these things work.
Yeah, it's not just a button somebody could accidentally push.
No.
It's ridiculous.
There's some signature given off somewhere on some computer that says there's a missile incoming, and it's headed our way based on all the physics known to mankind.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I'm sure NORAD has, there's some kind of checkpoint. It has to be vetted. NORAD has to check radar. Something's got to be vetted. You can't just push a button.
Correct. And it's, I don't know, it's...
Who knows?
Who knows what really happened?
Exactly. We may never know.
We may never really know. But in light of this, the question I ask is, would these people nuke their own country in order to either remain in power or to take information or public attention away from this impending collapse?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if they're hustling to get these FISA reauthorizations done, they knew this was coming.
Yes.
And that's why I led with that this morning. On January 11th, House passes FISA 702 reauthorization. Just yesterday, the Senate passes the FISA section of 702 reauthorization. And then, I mean, within minutes of this passing, we learn of the existence of this memo. That is not a mistake, boys and girls.
So what? Why? What can they use that for? Can they use that as a way to diminish what the report is saying, or
no? Well, why did they want to reauthorize it?
Yes,
knowing it had been so abused.
Yeah,
because I think there's a Pollyannish. I still think there's a Pollyannish fear, if I can combine those two expressions.
Sure.
Among rank and file members of the House and Senate, that they don't want to lose this authority in the event there really are some bad guys out there trying to hurt us.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
And so they thought, let's go ahead and get this out, because once this explosive memo comes out...
There's no way it's going to hit. Yeah.
FISA is toast. So we need to go ahead and get the 6-year reauthorization done.
Good.
Let's get that vote up to the president. Let's let him know it's veto-proof and there's nothing we can do. There's nothing you can do about it. And now let's release the memo.
Makes perfect sense.
And I think that's what happened. If I just had to guess there. All right, now here's the signal. Here are the signals they've been sending us. DNI Dan Coats, back in May, decided to declassify a FISA court opinion from May of 2017. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? And now I have a copy of this opinion. It's a memorandum opinion and order from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court on the government's ex parte submission of reauthorization certifications and related procedures, ex parte submission of amended certification. I mean, this sentence goes on forever of the opinion here. So why did he do that?
Do I see a lot of redaction?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Terry's seeing the other side.
Yeah.
So he sees what I'm about to flip over.
Jeez.
When you look over here, it talks about a March 9, 2016 DOJ oversight personnel conducting a minimization review at the FBI's redacted, learned that the FBI had disclosed raw FISA information, including but not limited to Section 702 acquired information, to a redacted, and is largely staffed by private contractors, certain redacted contractors had access to raw FISA information on FBI storage systems, redacted. The apparent purpose for the FBI's granting such access was to receive analytical assistance from Redacted. Nonetheless, the redacted contractors had access to raw FISA information that went well beyond what was necessary to respond to the FBI's requests. Redacted whole sentence there. The FBI discontinued the above-described access to raw FISA information as of April 18, 2016. Redacted. Why did Dan Coats find it necessary in May of 2017 to put this paper, this redacted piece of paper out? They were trying to send us clues, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to send us clues that 702 had been abused.
Yeah.
And was being abused by the Obama administration. And they were working with private contractors.
That's scary.
What private contractors was the Obama administration working with? Well, what was going on back in March and April of 2016? We were in the middle of a presidential election.
Yes, we were.
And just about the time this thing had been declassified, there was a tweet from Donald Trump. Remember, that was so stupid and over the top. My wires were tapped in Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
And everybody freaked out. They don't still tap wires, you big boob.
Yep, the press just ate him up.
You big sex offender Cheeto with bad hair. Racist, anti-Semite. They have to throw all of it in every time they talk about him.
Yep.
Dan Coats was trying to tell us all the way back in May of last year that this was coming.
Yep.
And nobody paid any attention. People saw this. I mean, I remember when this came out. Yeah. I remember looking at things, redacted. I mean, but out of the context of knowing that they were working with Fusion GPS, which is what we're about to learn,
mm-hmm.
Our government was using government resources and FISA warrants to feed a political race against Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And then when they lost, to feed a coup.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, boys and girls, for the last year I've been telling you this is what a coup looks like in the year 2018.
A soft coup.
This is a coup.
Yep.
When you take a duly elected president and elements within the government try to have him removed from office, that is the definition of a coup. Mm-hmm. There are no tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue. There are no men with high-powered rifles storming government buildings. That's what goes for a coup in a tin-pot republic.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States of America, what a coup looks like is they get with CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Weaponized media.
Yes. Yes. Weaponized media.
Yep.
It's a great expression. That's what a coup looks like. Dan Coats back in May was trying to tell us about it.
Absolutely.
How did we discover Peter Stroke? Why was there a media release about this FBI agent in December? I'm reading from Conservative Treehouse, by the way, if you want to follow along at home. Where did the story originate? And why did the entity who released the story wish the public to know about it?
Hmm.
They've been trying to tell us about it, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Why did an anonymous somebody tell the media Peter Stroke was the FBI agent who interviewed Michael Flynn 3 days before Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to FBI investigators? There are patriots still in the FBI.
Yes, thank God.
And the CIA and the NSA. Yes, there are rogue deep state elements. And yes, they have control of major portions of our intelligence community.
Unfortunately.
But they do not have unanimous control. There are patriots embedded in our own government. It's sad we have to put it that way.
Yeah. Should be the other way around, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Why was it important to anonymous somebodies that we know about Peter Stroke and DOJ FBI lawyer Lisa Page? Why was it important for people inside the intelligence community to tell the public anonymously that Lisa Page and Peter Stroke were conspiring to assist Hillary Clinton and eliminate candidate Donald J. Trump? Why was it important for the public to know that Agent Peter Stroke and attorney Lisa Page changed the wording on the FBI talking points and that James Comey used, the one James Comey used to exonerate candidate Hillary Clinton? I mean, seriously, who was pushing that information?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ashamed, Terry, that while it was breaking, it never dawned on me to ask the question. Why do we know about this? Who was telling us about this?
Same here.
Why did that break to light in December? I am embarrassed. I apologize to this audience that I did not have the wherewithal to look at the news and analyze it correctly. This got past me. It got past everybody. It got past every website I read. It got past every news person I listen to. It got past every source and friend I talk to. Nobody asked that question. Mm-hmm. Not one person said, wait a minute. We all got so excited that Peter's stroke had been uncovered. Nobody thought to ask, why was he uncovered in the first place?
True.
We're learning why he was uncovered. They've been trying to tell us this the whole time. I got more on the other side of the break. 272-9228. This is one of the greatest days in the history of the American democracy. You're Amen. Living it right now. One day before the one-year anniversary of Donald J. Trump. You don't think there's symbolism in releasing this memo at 5 o'clock this afternoon? Absolutely. That's my guess. It'll be released late today, early tomorrow. Just in time for everybody to talk about the one-year anniversary. We'll be back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, and the post-holiday season has set in, but 4 Healthy Pets is getting rid of some of the holiday treats at a discount. Remaining Christmas collars, treats, and ornaments, 20 to 50% off. How about Halloween costumes? 90% off, basically giving them away. They also have Barkworthies and Pet-in-Shape Natural Bones, 10 to 30% off. And if you're a Kohat dog food lover, limited time offer from Kohat dog food, get a can of food, receive a trial size green mix or omega mix. And 4 Healthy Pets knows it's cold out there. Don't wait for your pet to get sick. Now's the time to boost their immune systems. Be proactive and choose from one of their many products to help keep your pet happy and healthy. And with the new year comes New Year health resolutions. 4 Healthy Pets has lower calorie foods and treats that can help your pet lose weight or maintain a healthy weight. And don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does my pet Molly, and she looks and smells better than she ever has. 4 Healthy Pets, you can check them out online, 4 Healthy Pets online, or visit them in person on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, it's Pat Atkins here, owner of AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties. Thank you, everyone, for another successful year and for over 30 wonderful years in the River Region. In 2017, AKD launched a new product to offer our customers an inexpensive online solution for handling group sales. This product has been well received, and we have cut our teeth and are ready to set up your next door. So lose that complicated paper order form that has a habit of disappearing. Give the heavies a break. Sit back, relax, and watch your money roll in as you sell your sweet new gear designed and printed at AKD. If you're already an AKD customer, great. If not, make 2018 the year you become one. You won't regret it. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com.
glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatch sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Who's ready for a weekend warm-up? All right. Our forecast for today, sunshine, not quite as chilly as it has been. High temperature 52. Tonight, clear skies, another freeze, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Should be a great Saturday, a little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees. And then the low on Saturday night down to the mid-30s. On Sunday, high in the middle 60s. That sounds like springtime, sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Monday. Monday's high 64. If you don't have our free weather app on your phone yet, no problem. It's great to have, and it'll keep you on top of the weather changes. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tether fall, we're gonna tether fall the mother sucker. Tether fall the sucker. A tether fall, we're gonna tether fall the mother sucker. Tether fall the sucker. A tether fall, we're gonna tether fall the mother sucker. Tether fall the sucker. A tether fall, we're gonna tether fall the mother sucker. Tether fall the sucker.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 43 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friend Riley Manning wants to hear from you. 799-1284 is his number. 799-1284. If you've been around any of the contracting businesses here in Montgomery for very long at all, you've heard the name Riley Manning. You know the reputation. You know the guy's been in business 49 years as a painting contractor right here in Montgomery. And you know he's the gold standard. You know he's the elder statesman, so to speak. I mean, he's the guy who's been doing it right for a long time. I bet you he has seen hundreds, maybe thousands of painting contractors come and go since he started business 49 years ago.
You know, he redid my mom's deck at the lake.
Did he really?
Yes, did a great job. She's very happy.
You know, one of the things he does is people will think they need a new deck
pressure
or something
wash.
Like that. He'll pressure wash it.
Restain, yeah.
Restain it.
Exactly.
He'll put new screws in it and get it all tightened down. And
does great work.
One person, they thought they needed a new deck. They've been quoted $30,000. and he went in there and cleaned it up and it looked like they had a new deck.
Yep. Love it.
I mean, saved them $30,000. So, you know, guys, Riley Manning is way more than just a coat of paint on the inside of your living room. He is that. It's a work of art. It's a work of art. It's like hanging a nice work of art. I mean, your house looks better. You feel better about it. Whether you need that deck touched up or you need the walls touched up. The outside, the eaves. I see a lot of rotten eaves when you drive around. And you see just a lot of little things that need to be touched up. These are not terribly expensive fixes. They just need a little love and attention, and Riley will give them all they need. 799-1284. That's his number, 799-1284. Let him know you heard about it here. He really appreciates it when you tell him that, and of course we do too. But 799-1284, that is his number. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Call that double-secret bat phone, though. You're going to get that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're going to get those 49 years of experience, and everybody, every time they call, they get that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. And only after you are satisfied. So call Riley today. Let's head to the phones, Terry, shall we?
Let's do it.
Terry sits in for Jack. Philip?
Yes, sir.
How about it?
Appreciate your program this morning, listening in.
Thank you.
My question is when are we maybe going to see some real justice take place on some of these people who are guilty? Why can't the president or Jeff Sessions, what are they doing? We don't see anything happening people who are guilty.
Yeah, and it's frustrating that we don't see it. The wheels of justice often grind behind the curtain for various reasons. Investigations in the FBI, you're not going to hear Jeff Sessions call, and he may not even have one going. We don't know. That's the tricky things about investigations. They don't typically let you know they're doing them.
Yeah, they can't.
They sure. can't. I mean, just for all kinds of reasons. But, mm-hmm. A, you don't want to tip off targets.
Right.
Potential targets and let them destroy evidence before you get subpoenas and warrants in place.
Or bail on you.
Yeah. You don't want them to take off. Yeah, and in a situation like this, they might take off.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible they've been working on this stuff for a year.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and throughout the past year, we've seen some small fry kind of people get taken down, maybe. Those are just people that the deep state are giving up, trying to keep the heat off of them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, the deal about all this nuclear stuff, just like with over in Hawaii this past weekend, is probably just another tactic that's linked in with the whole system to try to scare Trump out of office. And I'm going to hang up and let you expound on that. I appreciate
that, Philip. Yeah. I do want to, someone just sent me a text, said just get into the nuts and bolts of who wrote the memo and all that. It's an Inspector General's report.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence community has been investigating these allegations and these, all these hearings you see and Trump-Russia collusion, and they're calling people behind closed doors and they're calling people in public hearings. There have been a lot of investigations taking place. Now, everybody knows the base allegation, the official story that you're supposed to believe, because the media tells you every time you turn it on.
Right.
Trump and Putin got together.
Stole the election.
And stole the election.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the polls for your midterm vote next June, they want you to believe, or this June rather, 5 months from now, they want you to believe Trump and Putin got together and stole the election. And then when you show back up in December or November, they hope that means you vote Democrat. I have some polling on that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not trending well for the Democrats right now.
Imagine that.
But that's what that is the official narrative that you're supposed to believe.
Yep.
And that Trump is working in cahoots with Russia currently to this day. He's a Manchurian puppet candidate. And that there are Russian bots controlling everything you see on Twitter. And any news whatsoever that makes Trump look good is Russian propaganda. And anything that makes Trump look bad is fact.
Exactly.
That's the official narrative.
You can't cut on, I use AOL. I'm one of the eight people that still have AOL. I cut AOL on, and you can't find a story, a positive story about anything to do with Trump. Everything is he crazy, this. It's unbelievable the lengths they're going to make him seem deficient.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Well, it's because of what he's doing.
Yep.
It's because of what's in this memo. So what's in the memo? The Inspector General gets in there and says, you know what, we need to investigate the use of these FISA warrants. And inspectors general are neutral, generally speaking, when they're doing their job.
Right.
They're government employees who are paid to investigate government. They're given resources to look into government. They work for us. They're like what we would be doing if we were in there.
Mm-hmm.
We would be interviewing employees and getting documents and gathering documents. They have whole offices. They have budgets. And they can go and investigate alleged wrongdoing on behalf of the government. It gives the people a sense of faith in their government.
Which we need.
And so the Inspector General comes up with a report, and he shows it to the House Intelligence, subcommittee or committee.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're talking about. That memo is what we're talking about. Apparently, the Intelligence Committee looked at this, and they voted whether to make it public or not, and it voted right down party lines.
Imagine that.
All the Republicans said yes. All the Democrats said no. Why don't Democrats want you to have an Inspector General's report? There's no methods that are detailed in here. Not good ones. There's no methods detailed in this Inspector General's report that are going to be compromised. All he did was look and say, are we using FISA appropriately? Mm-hmm. Or was it politicized? And was it used against the sitting president and a candidate for president?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the obvious answer based on the...
But they don't want... The Democrats don't want you to know that.
The Democrats don't want you to know that. That's right. So the Republicans found a little loophole and said, okay, we'll put it in a skiff in the Capitol, and we'll let every member of the House who wants to see it come see it. Someone positioned near that skiff said members of the House were walking out of there, white faces looking like they've seen their dead grandparents.
Here we go.
And then they walked out, and then you started getting the statements, like from Representative Steve King, that says, I have read the memo. The sickening reality has set in. I no longer hold out hope. There's an innocent explanation for the information the public has seen. I have long said it is worse than Watergate. It was.
Oh, God, it's Watergate. It makes Watergate look like patty cake. This is unreal. Treason.
I want to get back to these hints that the government has been trying to give us, the patriots buried within the government, what they have been trying to tell us, that we have not been dutifully picking up on. Terry and Barron and everybody else, frankly, has been missing these. Everybody. Okay. And I'm sorry. I feel like Nixon talking to David Frost. I let you down.
Well, you know,
I was playing that clip this morning.
Yes,
I watched that movie last night.
I saw you watching it in the room, the green room, before we came in here. You know, Trump himself was interviewed at the White House. This was October 5th, and he mentioned to a reporter the coming storm. The reporter said, well, what are you talking about? He said, you will know when it gets here. Well, guess what, folks? It's here. This is the coming storm. This is the big roundup. This is the purge. This is where we get all the communists, whatever you want to call them, out of our government. So yay for Trump. He's been putting out stuff, too. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, he's been putting his little hints out.
Yes.
And we've been trying to interpret his hints.
QAnon on 4chan, yes.
Who do you think that is?
Donald Trump.
Do you think it's Trump himself?
He can't help it, man. He's on Twitter all the time. I think he loves to do that.
You think he's on 4chan?
I do. I think he's QAnon.
I think it's Trump Jr.
Could be.
That's who I've always thought it was.
It's somebody that's definitely in the White House, and they know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't think Trump would risk someone in the White House on the payroll or himself being on 4chan. But I could sure see him putting his son up to it.
I don't know that he'd have to put him up to it.
His son loves social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he's good at it.
I know.
And he's good at it. Let's take some phone calls.
Sure.
Fred.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
Yeah, man.
But MSNBC still talking about Sanjay Gupta says that he has a heart condition.
Of course they are.
Of course they are, because somebody's going to try to kill him, and they want you to believe he was sick enough to have died of a heart attack.
That's a scary thought, but I've thought that too.
Oh, Lord, I didn't think that.
Yeah, just think about it. I mean, they're setting the stage for it. Well, we all knew he had a heart problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's scary, man. But they got to do something to protect themselves.
Well, as long as they keep Hillary's people at bay, maybe he has a chance.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just ridiculous to me that it's taken all this, and I'm hoping Jeff Sessions comes out of this, you know, swinging like a madman, knocking all these folks down.
I think he will. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I've told people for a while that I think that's what he's doing, is he's just he's sharpening up his punches, if you will, and he's going to clean house when the day comes, and this is the day.
I hope so.
Hey, great call, Fred. We appreciate you being there with us.
Thanks, Fred.
I want to tell you, before we head back to the phones, we'll do that in just a second, about our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, because they are generous sponsors of Hour Number One. You eat over there?
Yes.
Love Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Yes, good, best pizza in Montgomery.
Oh, award-winning pizza. Award-winning pizza. They got calzones, strombolis, if you're into the folded pies. They've got pastas. I mean, pastas galore over there, all kinds of your Italian favorites, and so much more, so much more. It's not just a pizza joint. It is a full Italian place, and you're going to absolutely love Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you go in there. And they are very generous sponsors of Hour Number One. I'll tell you a little bit more about what they have on the menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. Just wanted to remind you, Midtown Pizza Kitchen are generous sponsors of Hour Number One, and to check them out and to be thinking about lunch. Be thinking about lunch. David.
And how are you today?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing good. This doesn't surprise me at all, especially coming out of the Obama administration. it's like I was saying when he came into office, I told people, I said, you're going to see what the Chicago corrupt political machine looks like on a worldwide scale. And this is what happens. You've got, you know, in Chicago, the police department's dirty. You know, every aspect of the Chicago political machine corrupts everything it touches.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, is we saw basically our government turned into that on an industrial scale.
Wow.
That's what happened. And that's the reason they'll do anything to try to protect themselves, to cover themselves. You know, I'm surprised we haven't had more dead bodies show up since all this started coming out, you know, months ago, to try and cover their tracks. And we still may see more. But this is going to get so ugly. And of course, the Democrats are trying everything they can to stop it from coming out. Because, you know, it's like I've always said, a Democrat can't get elected without corruption. So, you know, they're going to do everything they can. And I was like you when Trump got elected and when he was getting on that, when he was going to be flying up to Washington for the inauguration, I was sitting there just like you. I was thinking, don't you get on a government plane.
I was terrified. Yeah. I was terrified.
I mean, even when he got on, you know, the aircraft, I was thinking,
good reason.
He might not make it to Washington. That's how corrupt this is, you know, this whole machine trying to protect itself, you know, from being exposed.
David, I got to run to the top of the hour here, my friend. Thanks for your call. Ole Miss, sit tight. We'll get to you in a second. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Terry Adams sitting in for the great Jack Campbell. We do appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a minute. More on the other side.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One, so beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Batchelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Batchelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Batchelor Technologies. Wearebt.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1.